Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, we're going to do something different today. It's interesting because over the last how many years of being on live radio nationwide, I'll use the globe or the sphere, talking about the earth in which we live and obviously taking on what we've always been trained up under, right? And so I noticed recently people are kind of going after me saying, Bradley, why do you keep saying globe? And why do you keep saying sphere? Well, I say sphere because when you look at Isaiah 40, 22, and this can be explained, I'm sure. We're going to find out in just a couple minutes here. But it does say in Isaiah 40, verse 22, it is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, right? And the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, grasshoppers that stretch out the heavens as a curtain that spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in. So it talks about the circle of the earth. And yes, there's reference. References of spheres, so on and so forth. And now it's my understanding that there's over 200 different biblical references to flat earth. Okay? Now, I want to tell you what pushed me over the edge. We've got a loyal listenership, a loyal followership, a loyal viewership, so on and so forth. And it seems like they're all wanting to teach me something that I don't know, which I'm all about. Hey, folks, if we ever leave school, we're in trouble. We got to stay in school. That's where the Lord is always at, training us up in the ways that we should go. So when we are old, we will not depart from them as well. He is our Father, and He tells us fathers on earth to train up our children. Well, guess what? He's training us up as His children as well as we continuously grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 3:18. But people are kind of going after me saying, Bradley, it's flat earth. It's flat earth. It's flat earth. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm not opposed to this, but I do need to understand this in the face of Scripture. So if there's a way to explain out as to what we're talking about concerning a flat earth, I need to know what it is. So I had a friend from California say to me, Bradley, this guy, Flat Earth Dave, is the guy that you want to get on your show. So I reached out to him. So that's where we're at right now. And we're going to have him up here in just a moment to explain to us exactly what it is that many of us don't know, I being one of them. Okay, so I'm going to stay open-minded about this. I'm not indifferent to any of this information because we have been lied to. Matter of fact, doing a little homework before the show today, I started kind of searching the web a little bit, and I had a friend send me a pastor that was preaching on Flat Earth, and I thought, okay, this is just like everywhere right now. And the first question that he asked his congregants is, how many believe the government? Nobody raised their hands. Then the next question the preacher asked all of his congregants, I'm suspecting 100 or 200 or 300 people in his church, he said, how many believe in evolution? Nobody raised their hands, not a person. And then he asked the question, how many believe the Big Bang Theory? Nobody answered the question. Okay, so nobody believes the government, right? And rightfully so. You should always question everything that you're told, especially when it doesn't line up to, or even when it does line up to law. We should always cross-check that, right? We should be diligent and vigilant about all of that. So nobody believes the government and the way they've taught us through NASA that this is a globe. Nobody believes the Big Bang Theory. Nobody believes evolution. And if you take those three and put them together, how is it that we can't sit down and learn from someone that may have the answers that we don't have? Well, praise God for the body of Christ, because everybody has their part to play, right? Now, I want to go back to something I just said a moment ago. What pushed me over the top on this issue? I didn't so much care people were taking shots at me about talking about the globe and the sphere and so on and so forth. I didn't care about that. I'm okay with that. If it says it in the Word, I'm going to hold to it. And by the way, science is what we're going to hear much of, but keep in mind, science is the study of creation. So what we're doing today is discovering what God's already created. So we have a teacher teaching us what we may not know, many of us. But when people are going after me and saying, Bradley, you know, it's a flat earth, it's a flat earth. And again, as I said, I've heard much of this over the last how many years. So what pushed me over the top, and this is what I want you to hear, is I was listening to a former Air Force, a pilot, and I'm sure it was probably for an F-18, F-22, and I guess they're even cooler than they've always been in the past. They keep updating all of our technology, right, concerning our aircrafts. And he's always been flying these bad boys in our military, namely in the Air Force. And he is now retired, and he said when asked about the Earth's shape, he had said, I just seen this last week. Again, talking about what pushed me over to get this show going, he said to the person interviewing him about the shape of the earth, he said, when I'm flying in my airplane, he said, I have gauges all over the place that tell me, and he said, in one particular gauge I have, it will begin to bend according to the shape of the earth. And you have to go a certain distance before you can actually do that. Well, in the process of that, he said, there is no way that this is a round earth. He goes, because that gauge never bends. And I said to myself, right then and there, I got to call my friend in California and get connected with her favorite flat earther. And this just happens to be Flat Earth Dave. And we have him on, and he's going to be joining us in just a moment here on Zoom. So if you want to jump on social media platforms, please do that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and/or BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. Again, we're broadcasting into 159 cities. I'll also make Dave aware of the fact that not everybody can see what's being said, so I'll have him paint the picture for all of you that are just listening to us through audio. If you want to call in at any time, I'll do my best to get those questions to Dave during the time that we have him. I do have him up for three segments because I want to get as much information as I can. And again, I want everybody to understand that I am a pupil today. I am not the teacher. Yes, I don't know everything, but I am a radio guy, so I need to try to know a little bit of everything if I can, and to the pith and marrow of each topic. This is one that I do not have that insight on. Flat Dave is going to bring that forth, and I'm looking forward to it. But if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, before we get going, I just want to say this. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. 1 Corinthians 11:1, Acts 4:12, John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5. The list goes on. So we're going to come back with our friend Dave speaking of flat earth in just a moment, okay? On the other side of the break, we're going to pick him up, and we're going to sit back, and we're going to get educated as to what the facts are. And if you got questions, again, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're just going to get right into this because there's a lot that needs to be covered. Again, our friends from California told us we need to get FlatEarthDave.com online with us. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get to this. As pupils, let's keep an open mind here, friends. Dave, welcome to the show. I totally appreciate you. Sorry about the little incident we had before the show today, but we got you here. You look great, and I just want to hear you real quick. Okay, I'm not here.
Can you hear me okay? I had to change back.
Now I can. Yep, now I can.
Yeah, no problem. I like talking on mute sometimes. So thank you for such a great introduction, and thank you for having an open mind, because when I first heard about Flat Earth, I just shut people down. I banned them forever for ever commenting on any of our social media again, and I wouldn't watch a one-minute video. But then I was forced to look, and I went in with a bad attitude. I went in, I'm going to disprove Flat Earth, prove the globe, and shut all you dumb people up, because Flat Earth, come on, really? Nope. But then I looked, and I was like, wait a minute. And for 2 weeks, I tried to prove the globe. And at the end of that 2 weeks, I'm like, oh my God, this is something big. And it changed my whole life. At that time in my life, I am embarrassed to say I was an atheist. Okay? I believed in the Big Bang. I believed in evolution. Yep. I believed in all of the stuff, and I discounted anything that was religion. Like, I was listening to your show for the last, few minutes, and if that was before I discovered Flat Earth, I would have tuned you out already. You mentioned the Bible. You're a religious nut. Okay? That was me. But now, once you understand that we are on an intelligently designed system, you have no choice but to realize the fact that we are, there is a creator. And that's where I bring people. My job here, and I believe God has chosen me to give people that stepping stool to see that there is a creator. And then I let them take that journey from there. Once they get in the spot that's undeniable, there's a verse in the Bible, my co-host Matt Long could tell you that, the exact verse, but basically it says, once you see my creation, you can no longer deny my existence. And that is where the elite don't want us. Because if you discover the flat earth, Doesn't matter what your beliefs are, you have no choice but to accept the fact that there is a creator and we are in an intelligently designed system. So all I ask people today is, don't believe anything I say, right? Don't believe anything. Verify all things, okay? I think there's a verse in the Bible that says that.
I love that, yep.
Verify all things. And if you try to, here's the like thing that turns a lot of people. If you Google Flat Earth, Flat Earth Day, Flat Earth Proof, Flat Earth Horizon, Flat Earth, whatever, it's going to deliver you the same propaganda results all the time, right? They want you to believe Flat Earth is a disc floating in space. Okay, that's not what Flat Earth is, right? You know, but if you Google it, you know, Flat Earth and an image is, that's going to come up. They want you to say, you know, oh, we're a pancake Earth, and all the other planets are round. How weird is that? We don't believe in round planets. We don't believe in pancakes floating in heliocentric space. That's a double false dichotomy, okay? It's a false dichotomy.
Yep.
All over, right? So the thing is, Flat Earthers, you know, are called science deniers because people just have a gut reaction, like, oh, you're science deniers. No, we hold science's feet to the fire. People that believe in the globe don't know their model, because if they knew a tenth about the heliocentric globe system, that what Flat Earthers know, you would be Flat Earthers, because the heliocentric model is insane. How long have you been looking into this, Brad?
It's been going in and out. I've been peppered with this topic for years, literally, and just most recently people started taking shots at me for talking about the Earth as being a sphere or a globe, so I had to get you on.
But, yeah, so, Brad, there are so many big shows, but shows like Stu Peters, Peggy Hall, you know, the half the crew at InfoWars, Alex Jones knows. All of these are shows that are talking about it somewhat, and then there's a whole bunch of big shows out there that are afraid to talk about it. So you're a leader. You're going to help people, you know, and as soon as that floodgates open, they're all going to come out. All of the actors at the Oscars last year were talking about Flat Earth. They're all Flat Earthers. They know the truth, and they've encouraged us to keep going forward, right? All pilots are becoming Flat Earthers,
yep,
because if you have one Flat Earth pilot on a plane for 6 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, all they have to do is take off and land, right? Now the Flat Earther, that's the pilot that's Flat Earther, he's just going to do what we call flat smacking the entire time. He's got a captive audience, and they're turning all of their co-pilots into Flat Earthers, okay? So it's spreading incredibly fast. But just real quick for people out there, and that if you believe you live on a globe, you have to believe that when you watch the sunset, you're on a ball falling over backwards faster than the speed of sound, and that's why the sun is going down. You also have to believe that you're orbiting around the sun at 66,000 miles an hour on average, okay? You have to believe that you're chasing the sun at a half a million miles per hour. So you're moving three directions at once, and the entire system's moving sideways at over a million miles per hour, okay? So I want people that are listening, go on YouTube and search hypersonic sled track. And you're going to get this short video of a sled track going by at Mach 8.6. It's unfathomable. You watch it, it's shocking. Okay? You have to believe that we are on our water ball, you know, our rocky planet with water and air adjacent to a void, which is scientifically impossible, is orbiting the sun 10 times faster than this rocket sled. Okay, it's also chasing the sun 100 times faster. But when we go out into nature, what do we see? We see beautiful, calm lakes,
yep,
right? Large bodies of water at rest need containment. They need a shoreline. So if they don't have a shoreline, the water will flow away. You can't take a bathtub if half the tub is missing. Okay, you can't swim in a pond if the pond land is lower than the water. The water will flow away. So what contains our world? How much time do we have?
We got about 6 minutes left on this segment.
So if we're not a disc in space, what is going on, right? So think of the entire Earth as a giant pond, a giant lake, okay? And all of the continents are the islands in the lake. The shoreline that contains our water, it contains all of the oceans, is Antarctica. Did you know that Antarctica is the highest plateau on land, on Earth? Right? So Antarctica is the shoreline of our world. And the question I have, Bradley, is what is beyond the shoreline of Antarctica?
Amen.
Right? There's tons of stories and books through history of people saying there's more land beyond there. If you had more land beyond the shoreline of Antarctica, I would call that extra territory, right?
Yep.
And if you had extra territory and there was people on that extra territory, I might call them extraterrestrials. Okay? They're telling us here what's going on. Now, here's the thing. We're not allowed to independently explore beyond 60 degrees south, which is 1,000 miles or more from Antarctica. We are unable to reach higher than we can go, airplanes, rockets, not the rockets, because that's all fake. We get into that. But we don't need to do that to prove the Earth is not a ball. Because on a ball, you have physical curvature. My mouth, I'm hiding behind this ball here, and there's physical curvature. Zooming in will not bring, will not let you see beyond it, but we can see too far, right? We can see too far. So people go, well, how come I can't see England from New York? And the answer is because it's too far and the air is too thick, right? But on a ball, there has to be physical curvature. The farther out you go from the tangent of your feet, the faster the Earth drops away. I'm showing a picture for those of you watching of we're looking from a mountain across and seeing all of these other mountains, and we can see 8 mountain peaks, and we can see most of the mountains. At that distance from that height, according to globe math, the tops of those mountains should be 40 miles below a physical curve, but we can see them all. Bradley, what do you think mainstream science says the fact that we can see them? Do you know what their excuse is?
No, I'm looking. Yep.
They won't even acknowledge this photo exists. They won't acknowledge that you can do this yourself.
Yep.
Right? They want you to say, well, the Earth is so big, you can't see the curvature, but then they want you to believe that boats go over the horizon.
Yep.
Okay? They want their cake and eat it too, but, if the Earth is a globe, they would have to be 10,000 times bigger than the one that they tell us we have, which means there's 10,000 times like the number of continents. Okay? Let that sink in. Okay? They're hiding all this information. You'll never find the real videos. I created an app, and also free on my website, flatearthdave.com, that will give you all the frequently asked questions. I'm so confident that I offer 3 Bitcoins for 1 globe proof. 1 globe proof. Been doing it for years. Nobody can come up with anything close. And I tell people, instead of wasting my time sending you globe proof, go through the frequently asked questions, make sure it's not answered there. Watch some of the daily videos. Every day there's a new video that bypasses YouTube, Google's algorithm, and gives you the information that you want. Do you have any? I can keep on going, but do you have a question, or you want me to just keep rolling?
No, we got a hard break coming up right now in just a moment here. And again, I'm just going to consume this, and I'm going to sit on what you're sharing with us right now. But again, I think a lot is said when people don't answer the objectives that we may have concerning the narrative that they sold us. So I love the fact that we're holding to facts. We're questioning what's been sold to us on so many different levels. And boy, Dave, I thought I had a really fast show, but that was the first segment. That was 13 minutes already. We got 2 to go. Folks, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back with FlatEarthDave.com as we remain students in the face of a teacher that is explaining to us what it is that we may need to hear. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The late U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein honored at her funeral service in San Francisco yesterday. Vice President Kamala Harris paid tribute to her during the service. That service taking place on the steps of San Francisco City Hall. Is another hat being thrown into the House Speaker ring?
Oklahoma Congressman Kevin Hern is contemplating a run for Speaker of the House. With 35 years of private sector experience, he believes he possesses the necessary skills to unite and accomplish goals. I'm John Schaefer.
The U.S. military yesterday shot down a Turkish drone that had come in too close to U.S. troops on the ground in Syria, according to a U.S. official. The recent three-day strike involving 75,000 Kaiser Permanente health system employees adds to a year of unprecedented labor disputes. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're talking to FlatEarthDave.com. Dave, I got to tell you, I got a whole bunch of people on social media platforms that have some questions. Do you feel at this point that you have solidified what you need to solidify to take a couple questions, or do you want to keep rocking it before we
I
do
wanna
that?
I want to stop for two more minutes. I want to mention one more thing, and then we'll gladly take questions because I love hearing, you know, helping people get through them.
Sounds good.
So I just want to say, for those of you that are really interested in this, we're having a conference on October 21st and 22nd in Las Vegas called Flattoberfest. You can find the banner on my website, flatearthdave.com. And then also, any of you that know about the Anarchapulco conference in February, I'll be speaking there, and half the speakers there are flat. So it's going to be a breaking of the dice of the Flat Earth information, including the guy that puts it together, Jeff Furwick. He's also flat. So this is going to come out. People are going to ask themselves, I think the dike is going to break, in the next 6 months. So,
yeah, I hear. Yeah, I'm hearing a lot more of this, Dave. There's no question about it in all circles. I do national speaking, and I am literally somewhere different every single month, and people are just having this conversation, and it's one of those conversations that I can't really go into depths with them when asking me questions about it. And again, whenever you're ready for some questions on my end, go ahead and let me know, and I will fire away.
So let's do that. And anytime anyone, if you're talking to somebody and they got a show, give them my information. There's a book, Flat Earth Dave, on my website. But right now, for those of you looking, I'm showing you the friend finder on my app. These are the people that have my app that are on the social media platform on the app. And so people that say Flat Earth is dying.
Wow.
It is crazy. You can't even see America or the UK. It's covered in dots. We have people all over world.
Well, these are the people that are tapping into your phone apps right now, is what you're showing us here?
Yeah. 100%.
Wow. Impressive.
That are on. It's got a whole social media, like Facebook. You can friend people. You can play games with people. You can make groups like Telegram. You can have video calls. You can do everything. And it bypasses YouTube's algorithm and gives you all of the information they're hiding from you. The fact that they're hiding it from you, that
exactly.
makes question everything. All right, let's take some questions.
Okay, exactly. So if I was in passing, Dave, and I walked up to you on the street, I just met you, somebody introduced you to me as Flat Earth Dave, and this is what you talk about, and I'm not quite sure of it yet, how would you give me, or what kind of a 30-second to a minute download would you give me right off the bat? Curious. What would be the most important talking points to convince me what you're telling me is true?
Well, that's a great question, and it's different for everybody. I would ask them, what's your number one reason you think the Earth is a globe? And normally they don't have one. But the one that got me was shift over the horizon. Our limit of our vision is called our horizontal eye zone. And as we zoom in, we make things bigger because we're increasing the angular size. And all of a sudden you can say, oh, there is a boat there that was invisible before. So boats over the horizon is one. Now, I'm holding my finger out there. I can't cover the whole boat. But as the boat goes into the distance, and the wave my finger doesn't, it'll hide the whole boat. So it's about perspective. Basically, I would just try to get them interested. I would tell them to go to my YouTube channel, DITRA, stands for Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole. All my videos are under 5 minutes, right? That's
okay.
it.
Okay.
Right? So start there. Go ahead.
Okay, got another one for you. This is coming from somebody I think I may know. Why do the stars view from the northern hemisphere appear to rotate counterclockwise, and the stars from the southern hemisphere appear to rotate clockwise?
So if I'm looking up at the, I'm in the north, and I'm looking at the equator, let's say, and the stars are coming from my right shoulder to my left shoulder, right? They're rotating around from my right shoulder to my left shoulder. So I'm in the north, I'm looking south. They're coming from my right shoulder to my left shoulder. That's counterclockwise, okay?
Okay.
If I'm in the south looking north, they're coming from my left shoulder to my right shoulder. That's clockwise. I just turned around. That's it. But here's the real answer. The real answer is the optics of the sky are no way to prove the shape of the Earth. The fact that the lights in my ceiling are spheres and my floor is flat has no correlation. Okay?
Good
point. On the Frequently Asked Question page, if you go to Southern Star Rotation, there's tons of videos there that'll explain what's happening and what's not happening.
Okay. That was great. Honestly, it was. It seems like the more simple the answer, it seems like it confounds so many because of the way that we have been taught incorrectly. And so the simplicity kind of ruins it, directs everything you thought that you once knew.
No matter where you are on the Earth, the sun, moon, and stars rise in the east, set in the west. Okay? Some people think the moon's going in the other direction. It's just going slower than the sun.
Okay.
The stars go faster than the sun slightly. It takes 365 days for the stars to lap the sun. The sun takes 28 days to lap the moon, and everything rises in the east, sets in the west. If you're facing north, east is to your left. Facing north, east is to your left. No, east is to your right. Whatever. I'm dyslexic. And then if you're facing south, it's the other way. Okay? So once you get these simple things understood, then you're like, wow. But it's actually more, there's more to the optics of the sky. All right, next question. I could go on forever on each one.
Okay, no, this is good. This is good because then we have our listeners and viewers partaking. I love it. Ruth said, I'm totally a flat earther, but I have never been able to explain the moon phases to others. I don't understand how to explain the moon phases.
Yeah, so that's a great question. There is a moon phases button on the Frequently Asked Questions page. But the truth is, we don't know what the moon is. I want you to go look at the moon when it's in the day sky. Well, for about a week every month, there's a big moon in the day sky. And on a clear day, you'll see there's blue sky beyond the moon. The craters, the dark spots, are blue during the day and they're black at night. Is the moon transparent? How can we see the moon in the day sky when we can't see the stars in the day sky? Stars are brighter than the moon, right? So what is the moon? The phases are definitely something to do with the position of the sun, right? So when the moon is right next to the sun, it's a new moon and we can't see the moon at all. I think there's no moon there, but that's a whole other story. And then, so as the moon goes around, the heliocentric story is that light is lighting up different parts of the moon. When it's across from the, when it's across, directly across, you have a full moon. Okay. The problem with that is there's about a week every month where the sun does not line up with the lit part of the moon. Okay. The moon in the Bible says God created two lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser not light to rule the night.
Exactly.
I think the sun is powering up the moon. I think the correlation to where the sun and the moon are makes up this electrical system that we're in. And the sun, the moon definitely has its own light, and it's a cool light. So that's a longer one. I encourage people to get the app, go to the moon phases section, and you're going to spend a lot of time there.
Okay, and I'm going to back it up with Scripture. Genesis 1:16 is what he just made reference to. I have, I got plenty of questions again. I'll take one more, and then I'm going to let Dave loose again on some more of his information here, friends. One guy just said, I question everything I've been taught. I think that's what we're listening to right now. We should question what we've been taught, because as I started the show off, we've been lied to by the government, by NASA. We've been lied to concerning the Big Bang Theory. The list goes on, evolution, and that's why we're having the show, first and foremost, friends, is because, again, we want somebody that knows what they're talking about on the show to educate us so we can move on a little bit bigger than what we were before the show started. So, with that, are satellites held up by balloons? What does that entail?
Okay, so satellites, that's a great question. Satellites, you know, when I showed you the corkscrewing, spiraling Earth, you have to believe that satellites are mirroring all of those motions and staying in a perfect position, and NASA can track them when they can't keep track of a fighter jet off the coast, you know? So it's absolute sanity. Yes, NASA is in charge of the Satelloon program, and there's a whole bunch of different names. They have tens of thousands of these satellites hanging from balloons up there, but that's not all that's up there. We have airplanes, they use those, and we have drones, we have all sorts of stuff, but there are no satellites falling around Earth. Google satellite in space photos, and there are none. They're just cartoons.
Okay. I got, did you make your point, Dave?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I got three more minutes on this segment. Let me ask you one more question. When we come back from this next hard break, I'm going to let you loose. Somebody just said, and what happens, we got so many comments being made right now. I'm trying to get caught up with one that was just up here a moment ago. If the Earth is flat, how could you go from east, or how could you go east forever or west forever?
Absolutely. That is a great question, and that's one that sold me on flat Earth when I understood. So at the center of the flat Earth is the North Pole, the magnetic north. Now, I got a compass here on a flat Earth map, and I'm trying to push it west. And if you look, west keeps turning. West is a circle, right, because the needle needs to point towards the north. So if I leave California, come all the way, keep going west, but come right back to New York and California. Same thing for east. Guess what? That doesn't prove the Earth is flat, because it's the same on a globe. You have to constantly correct to the north in the northern hemisphere. On the southern hemisphere on a globe, you have to correct to the south, but that's not what happens. We have ship captains that try to dead reckon east and west in the southern ocean, and they always have to correct to the north. That means flat Earth. Now, if you try to dead reckon west and don't look at your compass and just go straight, you're heading south. Every straight line is south. East and west are circles. On a globe, you could circumnavigate in any direction, but only on a flat Earth. On a flat Earth, you can't circumnavigate south. Guess what? Nobody has ever circumnavigated south.
I think the visuals bring a lot of closure to us, too, as well. Your presentation this far, Dave, has been fantastic. Folks, if you want to check out FlatEarthDave.com, please do. We got them for another segment. Dave, I got one more minute on this segment. Go ahead.
So on the app, on the Frequently Asked Questions page, there's a circumnavigation button. You'll learn all about that. Check out the seasons button, and you will be a flat earther if you have the courage to go check. When we come back, I'm going to talk about what difference does it make. I still have to go to work on Monday. The shape of the Earth doesn't matter. And you're right. The shape of the Earth doesn't matter. It's the lie and the control and the denying the creator that matters.
Amen. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking to FlatEarthDave.com. I'm actually having a lot of fun with this. Dave, you've been fantastic. We got one more segment with them. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Brian from Michigan here. I have had the benefit of witnessing Bradley Dean and the other sons and daughters of Liberty fighting for our youth and delivering messages of truth. I am honored to have this opportunity to share my thoughts and want to thank Bradley, his family, and the other sons and daughters of Liberty for continuing to support and fight on a daily basis.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We are talking to FlatEarthDave.com, FlatEarthDave.com. The last two segments have been fantastic. The presentation has been second to none. Can I ask you a couple more questions, Dave? I got tons of questions rolling in right now. Can I go ahead and throw a couple more at you?
Yeah, no problem. Just give me like 3 or 4 minutes at the end to go into why the lie.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and take why the lie, and then I'll tee it up with questions on the way out. Go for it.
Okay, so when people say, what difference does it make? I have to go to work on Monday. I said it, right? Because when all of your things that you think are proofs are knocked down, you go, what difference does it make? I have to go to work on Monday. The shape of the earth doesn't matter with all of the other nonsense that's going on in the world. And the truth is, if you think you're on this defined ball, right, where there's not, we're running out of resources, where, you know, we're overpopulated, which is nonsense. Every American family could have a quarter acre in Texas and the rest of the country would be empty. Every family in the world could have an acre in Australia and half of Australia would be empty and the rest of the world would be empty, right? So they want you to believe in lack and fear. Asteroids are going to take us out and aliens are going to come and get us. They want you to living in fear, but you can't create, you know, you can't connect to source, connect to God and manifest your world. Okay. Your thoughts create your reality. They don't want you to know that. Okay. They want you living in fear where you give up your God-given rights, okay? So the 1%, you know, or the less than 1%, they're the ones that are hiding the truth to make you insignificant, make you, even if you have a relationship with the Creator, you're still living in fear and you're not taking advantage of the creation of this world. So real quick, you know, the soul lure system, is luring your soul away from God. This entire system is satanic. And if you look at all of the speeds and everything is 666, you know? There's so many 666s, it is incredible. And just real quick, divine law is the law of God. That's the only real law. Below that is common law, is the law of the land. The statute law, admiral maritime law, is the law of the sea. Our man's law, right? So in order to convince man to give up his divine rights to their and their common rights, you have to convince them that they are not divinely created in a divine world. And that's what this is all about.
Okay, so thus, did you just explain to us then NASA, in the purpose of NASA and Hollywood continuously inundating us with this globe, the visual globe, continuously?
Yeah, so, you know, back in the 1950s, they were exploring Project High Jump in Antarctica, High Jump, the highest land, and Admiral Byrd came back, went on the news, and said there's land from Middle America crossing over the South Pole, land bigger than America that no human has ever set eyes upon, right? So that would put you in between Australia and Johannesburg, South Africa. So if there was a continent the size of the United States or bigger, don't you think they would have discovered it? Well, land beyond the shoreline is what he was talking about. Like 6 months later, he's dead. Heart attack in his sleep. Go figure. And then they say, we're going to the moon. We're going to the moon. Where only Freemasons can go, and you have to believe everything we say. NASA, it means to deceive, right? NASA is in charge of all flight plans. NASA owns all the helium companies in the world. They give you just enough for party balloons, but not enough to have the airships that we used to have 150, 200 years ago.
Okay, so, you know, what's also interesting about that is if they didn't convince the people or at least deceive the people into believing that they've actually achieved the things that they claimed that they achieved, which many people don't believe they did, they wouldn't be able to take trillions of dollars from the taxpayers in this country to continuously promulgate their lie as well. What say you to that, Dave?
100%. I mean, if you knew that there was free energy, if you had something the size of a roll of quarters that can power your home, heat and air conditioning, and power your car for your entire life, and you didn't have to pay for it or renew it, would that change your life? Sure would, right? Well, you wouldn't even need to go to work. Just grow a garden, and you've got everything you need, and the world would be free that way. They've stolen, you know, they say Nikola Tesla invented this technology. I think Nikola Tesla just rediscovered it, because there was an advanced civilization here. 150 years ago, maybe less. In the homeschool section on the app, I've got some great stuff. The three corners, my lunch break, amazing. Just watch his 15-minute videos, blow you away. We've got I'm the Improbable Dreamer. Check his channel out on Instagram. And then John Levy, not actually not the bottom corner, talking about the old world. Once you go down that rabbit hole and you see it, then you truly understand why the lie matters, how they're depowering you, how they're separating you from your true power, right? The elite have zero power. What if everyone listens to this broadcast today and they go, you know what? Dave's making sense. I'm no longer going to pay attention to the government. All of those people just became invisible. Nobody cares. They're like a gnat on your leg and you can swat them.
Okay. Yep. No. Again, someone's asking, can my 5-year-old child understand this material, the reading of your book?
But take your 5-year-old child, you know, show him a ball. They have his water stick to the ball, you know, and then show him a lake. And he'll be like, well, the land's holding the water in. Largest bodies of water at rest lie flat, always. That's the science of water. That's the physics of water. But they want you to believe that water curves. At 100 miles, there's over a mile of curvature. At 10 miles, there's a 6-story building height, 66 feet, of course. 66.6 of curvature. That's not true. I can sit down on the beach, and this is what got me. When I first heard about this, I got a super zoom camera, and I zoomed in on a buoy just under 11 miles away, and I could see it. Sitting on the beach, I can see that buoy. It should be behind 66 feet of curvature, but it wasn't. It was right there. And that's what got me.
Okay. Why do they want to convince us that we are on a spinning ball? Brother BD asked.
Yeah, because, you know, if you don't know where you are, if you don't have your feet planted on the ground, they can pull off anything. They can convince you that a boogeyman is going to get you. You know, they can convince you nuclear bombs. You know, that's a whole nother rabbit hole. Nuclear bombs, not what they tell you. That's a whole nother, rabbit hole. But think about this. All the countries in the world are fighting, okay? But they all agree on the space station, no problems up there. They all agree that nobody can go to Antarctica independently and explore. They all agree on that. that, and they all agree that everyone has to be a human pincushion and get something stuck in their arm. What's going on there? Kind of sounds like a giant conspiracy where people are getting together for their own benefit. That's elite.
Well, I think people have forgotten, too, that we live in a spiritual world in that Satan is called the Great Deluder, and he comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. And if they would put that together and if they really believe the scriptures, everything, I guess, what I've learned today, I would have to say I concur completely. And I think it, going back to what you're doing here, Dave, I think the answers that you brought were very simple and understanding. And again, I believe that a lot of the common sense, cool, biblical fee, you got an app on flatearthdave.com, correct?
Yes. There's a biblical section in there. There's great videos there. And the top video on there is called Dear Pastor by my co-host Matt Long from the Flat Earth Podcast. And he basically has a 7-minute pitch to pastors. Like, hey, this is what you're missing. Let me come speak at your church. Okay? Watch that video. It'll blow your mind. Watch the other videos in there. Whether you believe in the Bible or you're a non-believer, you need to watch these videos because they'll blow your mind. And guess what? You can't find them on YouTube by yourself. Unless you know the exact name of the video and the channel name, then Google will serve it to you.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so I got you for 2 more minutes, Dave. I want to go ahead and unleash you, tell the people what it is that they need to hear, how they've been taught wrong, and how you're giving them the truth of the matter. I want to bring answers during the last 2 minutes with you. We're talking to FlatEarthDave.com.
That's a tall request, and as I said at the beginning, don't believe anything I said, because belief is the enemy of knowing, as Broke 777 Radio says. Belief is just easy. You know, you believe I live in Connecticut. Hey, I live in Connecticut. You believe it. Now you're done. You can go take a nap. But if you want to verify it, it takes time and effort. And people aren't willing to take the time and effort. People that think they're smart, it's because they've memorized and regurgitated the textbooks that are made by the Rockefellers, who have clearly said, we don't want a nation of thinkers, we want a nation of workers, okay?
Yep.
So here's what I ask people. Go to FlatEarthDave.com. Get the app, it's $3, or don't get the app. Scroll down to where it says the crash course. Turn off Netflix for a week and watch those videos in the crash course. You will become a globe denier, flat earther, if you watch just any 3 of them. But watch them all. Educate yourself, free your mind from this prison matrix, and take back your power. This world is going to split into 2 timelines. Those that know and those that are blind sheep that have not taken God's gift of discernment and discovery and used it. I believe we are all here expanding the mind of the Creator. We are all part of the Creator, and we are here to make the best and understand where we are. And many people have just become, NPCs, non-player characters, where they work, and they go home, they watch Netflix, they drink, they will go to sports, hey, my team won, victory. That's just to keep you subdued.
Yep.
So, there you go.
Okay. I totally appreciate you. How many more shows would we need to have with you, Dave, to get a fuller understanding where we could walk away understanding the way that you do?
20, 30. on my app, on the web button page, there's a button that says interviews. I have over 1,000 interviews there, okay? So go there, but, I'll come back. Excuse me. I come back on. I'll go over some different things. We can focus on NASA and Elon Musk. But my website, FlatEarthDave.com, you'll find everything. And come find me in Vegas. Anybody that's up for an adventure, come to Vegas October 21st and 22nd.
Amen, folks. FlatEarthDave.com. Great show. Had a good time. We'll talk to you in 23. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.